This is Ozarks at Large. When we turn on a faucet or flush a toilet, we expect the water to flow. Rarely do we consider how that water gets there. Municipalities ensure that residents get their water in exchange for a relatively small fee. That fee pays to treat the water so that it's safe for consumption. It also covers the cost to lay pipes to our homes, as well as any needed maintenance on those pipes or the water towers that store the water. The city of Siloam Springs is currently performing some needed maintenance on the Hill Street Water Tower near downtown. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas has more.
The sounds of equipment as a crew of about six men prepares the 120-foot-tall Hill Street Water Tower to be painted inside and out. The men work for Utility Service Company Incorporated, a company that is in the business of traveling around to do just that, paint water towers. As this must be completed every 15 years, and given that Siloam Springs has three towers for a population of around 16,000, it's no wonder that such a business exists. Rust can form where the metal comes into contact with the water, and so it must be checked and repainted to keep with state codes. The project costs upwards of $500,000. But before the tank can be repainted on the inside, the 1 million gallons of water must be released. As Daryl Peachy, water treatment plant supervisor, says, it's a process that involves the entire system, not just the one tower. Due to this, 500,000 gallons of water is wasted.
You can't allow your towers to get that low, under 20 pounds of pressure in the system, so we can't allow them to get low enough that we can empty a tank into the system totally, because then you won't have any water pressure. You have to let all your other tanks come down at the same time. You can't just empty one by itself, because they're all interconnected, and hydraulics works, you know, keeps everything level and moving down at the same time. So if you drain one totally into the system, you've drained them all. So we can't allow that to happen. We'll drain them all down so far, and then we'll shut that tank off and then open up a drain line and let it finish draining out to surface, right?
Essentially, each of the three tanks is lowered down to half full. 500,000 gallons from each are released into the system, meaning directly to faucets, spigots, and toilets of residents. The city uses about 5.3 million gallons each day, so this isn't a problem. The Hill Street tank was then contained, shut off from the system, the remaining water being let go. A fire hydrant next to the tower spraying water for a good few hours, leaving the 86 feet in diameter tank ready for painting.
They have to sandblast all the old paint from the inside right down to bare metal, and then they reprimer and spray that primer on, and then they hand paint with roller brushes the lining.
The paint they use is special. It's called a tanemic paint.
It's designed for water towers and to not leach into water, you know, because you've got paint and water making contact in there, but it's designed for that specific use that it won't leach into the water.
Once painted, the tank must be disinfected and pass bacterial sampling by the state before being filled with water for city consumption. Painting the interior is relatively routine. However, the exterior of the Hill Street Tower has not been repainted since its construction in 1967. Residents say goodbye to that silver paint with black lettering spelling out Siloam Springs. Tents are going up around the tower this week as the work crew prepares to sandblast the old paint away. Again, Daryl Peachy.
Right, and then that old coating has got lead in it, so they can't allow that into the atmosphere. They sandblast it. They've got the ground covered, a full tent. It'll all hit the ground. They'll vac it up and then ship it off to special landfills.
The crew will work steadily for 3 months, hanging from cables with roller brushes in hand until their work in Siloam Springs is complete and they move on to the next town. And if all goes well, as it is, residents will never be the wiser until they notice the freshly painted tower. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.